Lord, we give you glory and honor.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name, I pray.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, thank you for coming for service and happy new month. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have your seats in honor of Christ Jesus. I have your seats in honor of Christ Jesus. James chapter 1. Are you happy to see your neighbor?
Yes.
Smile with your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, I have a dental formula I want to show you. I want to show you the formula I have. Hallelujah. We thank God. And to the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. And to the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Great things he has done, and greater things will he do. And to the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done, great things he has done, and greater things will he do. And to the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done.
This is your week of open heavens in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord shall open heavens in Jesus' yes, mighty name. James chapter 1 verse 17. Are we there? Let's take this word of God. James chapter 1 verse 17. Hallelujah. Oh my God. I'm just feeling excited. I don't know. I'm waiting to see what is it. Hallelujah. There's something that is cooking. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
You know when something is cooking and you start hearing the boiling point, eh? Oh, hallelujah. It means the meat is ready to be eaten. Is it true?
Hallelujah.
James chapter 1, verse 17. Are we there? Amen. Amen. James chapter 1, verse 17. Are we there?
Yes,
it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from where?
From above.
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. With whom? Is no what?
Variableness.
Variableness, shadow of what?
Turning.
If God blesses you, there's nothing can turn around. Variability means if something can change. It says every good gift and every perfect gift from above. Anything you have seen in your life that is perfect and is good is coming from above. And if God has given you, there's no variable. Available means there's no ability for it to change. So if God gives you a job, there's no way you can lose that job. Hallelujah. If God opens a door, there's no way you can lose that door. At all. At all. At all. At all. Hallelujah. And it says to me, there's no shadow of eternity. Shadow, you know what's a shadow? A shadow is something that forms, that follows you. It means there's nothing that can happen around you that you may think things will turn around. Anything you have received from the month of January till November that has stayed is a good gift from the Lord. Hallelujah. And remember, it will not turn as much you commit in the hand of the Lord. You shall know what? It shall not turn. To God be the glory. I want to celebrate God for his hand for all of us. I've seen how the ministers grow throughout this year. Are we not grateful?
Yeah.
Yeah, until we are expanding and expanding, is the hand of the Lord. Is it true? Now, whatever God has given us has no ability to change. Is it true? Now, in a single person, say, Lord, I thank you for the gifts you have given me throughout this year, and I command it shall not change. I shall not lose my blessing. I shall not lose my victory. I shall not lose my door in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Lord, for providing for me. Thank you for that job. Thank you for that open door. Thank you for health. Thank you for family. Thank you for salvation. Lord, I shall not lose it, Lord. For it's your all things that, Lord, anything that is perfect, anyone that is perfect in my life has come from you. And I say thank 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 you, King of all glory. This month of December, it shall multiply. Every gift that is supposed to sit in the month of December shall come forth. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we give you praise and honor. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
I want to encourage all of you, never lose hope, because this month is still shall come forth. Is it true?
Amen.
Labor is more intense at the end, not at the beginning. Is it true? Now you're in the last part of the end of the year. Don't lose hope for whatever God will do for you. God will still do it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God will not. Never have reason to doubt the hand of God. It says a day to God can be like a thousand. Is it true? And a thousand days can be only like a day. You have been believing God for a change of story. It only takes God a day. Hallelujah. And the Lord will do it.
Amen.
And the Lord will do what?
The Lord will do it.
Are we excited?
Yes.
Now, in this month of prayer and fasting, we have started a fasting today, 21 days. We are finishing on 21st of December, is it true? And I've told you, it's our time of divine advantage, is it true? We'll be praying, Lord, give me advantage over my family, over my siblings, over my peers in my workplace. Hallelujah. What makes anyone great is the advantage they have. Most of us, we complain from the kind of family background we have come. We say we were not privileged. No. We have a God who can give us an advantage. Hallelujah. We have a God who can give us what? Now, we say from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 8, and Sir David, his wife and his children were taken away. And David came and inquired from the Lord, Lord, should I pursue, overtake, and will I surely recover all? And the Lord said, pursue, overtake, and thou shalt do what? Now, why is it that? Because now, every time if you need speed, you need God to give you that speed. There's what man can do, but there's what man is limited to do. But there's what God is able to do, but God is never limited to do it. Hallelujah. God is a mighty man in battle. Is it true? He's a mighty man in battle. So whatever you have been living God for, this month of prayer and fasting, engage in it. Pray your all out. Hallelujah. There shall not be delay in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, write down whatever you want to see in the year 2020. I believe the law of preparation. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Luke, whoever wants to build a tower must sit down and count the cost. Sit down and count the cost. 2020, what do you want to see for yourself? Where do you want to go? What do you want to touch? What do you want to experience? Prepare well. Hallelujah. Amen. Prepare what? Well. Don't spend this time talking, chatting, eating. No. That time of prayer and fasting. If you're at work, you're in school, every time people go for lunch break, is it true? That's the time to engage in prayer. I told you I was once employed. And whenever they would go for lunch break, I used to go to the washroom and kneel and pray. I said, Lord, I need a change of account. I always say, if there's a man to pray, there's a God to answer. Hallelujah. The problem is that people don't pray. People only pray when they're in trouble. Oh, God, help me. When someone sees the house burning, he doesn't say, shouting, oh, help me, no, don't wait for the house to burn. Hallelujah. Start praying now. That 2020 God will give you an advantage. And we saw that from the book of Esther chapter 10. We're talking about Naaman, is it true? And Mordecai. God gave them advantage after Esther fasted with all the Jews. And they prayed. And he said, I shall appear before the king. If I perish, let me perish. Now, this is that time. Set a face for yourself. Hallelujah. That next year your business shall not struggle in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. I don't believe of anything called struggling. Because the book of Proverbs 4:18 says, a path of a just man that shining light, that shining brighter and brighter. It is a perfect day now. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, you're talking about as you reflect yourself with the word of God, you move from one glory to another. So you must submit yourself to the word of God. Now, as you're going through, sit down, say, Lord, I need a change of story in my family. Look for a scripture. Look for that issue. Pray out. Hallelujah. 2020, no one shall die in our family. No one shall be poor in a family. Amen. Hallelujah. You can pray your people out. Joseph prayed. He walked with God and saved his father's family from drought. Is it true? And they were given the land of Goshen. You can do that for your own family. You can do that for your own life. If you have nothing to fast for, you can fast for your family. If your family is okay, okay, fast for the church. Is it true? There's something to pray for. Don't take this type of prayer and fasting as a joke. Hallelujah. The grace is sufficient, but it's the responsibility of a man. That's why Jesus says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Okay. But he said, come to me, all of you that are heavy laden. Let's see now, if the yoke Jesus has given you is the yoke of responsibility. Nothing works until you work it out. If I want to grow muscles, do I need just to sit? I must go to the gym and exercise. Is it true? If I want to add weight, do I need to? I must go and cook food and eat. Is it true? Now, if you want to change your story, you must go and pray and spend time with the word of God. Collect your own. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, collect your own this month. I know everyone is going to celebrate. When people are celebrating Christmas, you have done what you call spiritual preparation in advance. Hallelujah. So when generally people are entering, you are running well. One thing people fail is that they practice at the track. You are supposed to practice before you get to the track. Is it true? January 2020, you are on the track now. You're saying, I want to pray and fast, God to change my life. Now is that time, is it true? Prepare. When January the fast enters, now you say, Lord, I prepared in my prayer. Now I thank you for receiving my blessings this year in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Can we engage in the prayer of fasting, prayer, power of prayer and fasting? Can you engage in that? All of us, pray. If you're having health conditions, God will heal you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No, don't worry about that. We heard about Oliver's testimony. Answers. Is it true? When he came here, he was wondering this man is telling us fast, and he doesn't know I have health issues. We were fasting for a week of special emphasis. 3 days. Is it true? He fasted, he didn't have any problem. He was wondering. I was healed, and he even forgot, was it? God can do anything. God can do what? Anything. That job you're believing God for, God can open that door for you if you are serious with him. As I did a prayer for the water, I saw my heart part for the Lord. You must part for the Lord for God to make, give you that brook of water. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Most of us want the water, but we don't take responsibility to take it. Can we take responsibility? 21 days only. That's cheap, man. 21 days. Hallelujah. At least we're not doing 40 days, eh? 21 days only. Pray and fast. Pray for your issues. Write down today. Go home. Have a prayer point, okay? Help me in the morning, Lord. Remember me in this one. As I wait upon you, remember you in this one. Then have a book. As you pray, expect to hear from the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
As you read the scripture, expect to hear from the Lord. Oh, I should change my business model. You understand? Then read vastly. As you are preparing for your fasting, read. In case maybe you are praying for health, read about health. And God may give you understanding on how to take care of your health. If you are praying for your business, read about business. God will speak to you. Hallelujah. So in the book of Psalms 127, it says, is it in vain for a watchman to watch for the city? Is it true? Or the builders to build it in vain? Unless the Lord build it. Hallelujah. Unless the Lord. Are you understanding about? You can be praying and fasting, but if God is not involved in that prayer and fasting, you'll miss it. So when you are studying concerning your marital life, concerning your health, also hear from God, what should I do concerning this matter? And I believe if through prayer and fasting, God will hear you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen,
amen and amen. The theme of the month of December is, I will come in the name of the Lord. I'll do what?
I come in the name of the
Lord. Are you excited?
Yes.
I want us to know how to come before the Lord in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The anchor scripture in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 45. 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 45. Oh God, give us understanding in Jesus' mighty name. 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 45. If you are there, say amen.
Amen.
And he says, then say David to the Philistine, thou comest with me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of what? Of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast what? Defied. I will come in the name of the Lord. In your environment, people are using demonical means. You may be complaining why things are not happening because maybe your neighbor, you don't know what he's enchanting for. Not everyone on Sunday goes to church, but not everyone knows where they follow sheep. Is it true? There's some people who have gadgets that can control your life. Some of us are coming from family lineages that are spiritual wars, hallelujah, that are limiting our success. You wonder people are intelligent in the family, but they have no job. Or people have job, but in the everyday in and out, people are sick. Money is just going. People lose money. You hear? Hey, nilikuwa na pesa hapa imepotea. Na umeona, who took the money? Who took the money? That's why the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous man should run to it. I saw, I'm telling you the truth, I saw that I made profit. Because now if someone tells you that, what do you do? You see, why spiritual people or Christians are in the same level? Because they just say Jesus and they do nothing. They do nothing at all. You can be selling beans with someone else, but them that are selling, you are not selling. Ask yourself why. The Bible says the earth thereof belongs to Jesus. Is it true? Now, why if you are a Christian, then it means you should be selling. Is it true? How comes your stock is dead stock? You open a shop, no one will see you that day. You're just there. You have nothing to sell. No, it's not permitted. That's what David said to Goliath. You come to me with a spear and a shield. I will come to you in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I will come to you in the name of the Lord. Is it true? Tell your neighbor, go out in the name of the Lord. So in this month, we can be asking God for divine advantage. Is it true? We shall be asking God for divine advantage. But before we ask God for divine advantage, we need to understand what is the power in the name of the Lord. What is that power in the name of the Lord? Hallelujah. So we shall be fasting. All of us will be prayer, but we will be saying in the name of Jesus. But do you understand the power behind the name of Jesus? Do you understand? And I pray you shall obtain good report as you get understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 10. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 10. I'll show you back up from scripture to scripture so you can again understand in the name of Jesus Christ. For those who are not here, please share with them so that as they get on the prayer and fasting, they don't engage in prayer and fasting without understanding how they will be praying. Hallelujah. Amen. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 10. If I just say amen.
Amen.
It says the name of the Lord is what?
Strong tower.
The name of the Lord is what?
It's a strong tower.
And what happens? The righteous run into it and what? Your safety is in the name of the Lord. That name of Jesus. That name, when you call upon it, when you are prayer altar, that safety is there. Every time you call the name of Jesus, you don't know what you're ignoring. Your safety is in the name of the Lord. David knew there's no way I'll beat this guy. Unless I have the name of the Lord, I cannot conquer. The name of the Lord. Say the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it. Proverbs chapter 18. Have you seen that? So if you don't understand the name of the Lord, you are limited to whatever you can do. You are limited. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. So unless you have had a right stand with God, then you are yet to experience the power of God in the name. Now, the name of Jesus has his own integrity by itself. Okay, think about it. But if a sinner says Jesus, it will respond. But the intensity of the response of the name is determined by your righteous life. Any Ethan can say Jesus. We people can be in a car, the people shout Jesus, and the car stops. Is it true? Even God respects his name, even if an Ethan calls it. For example, your name, anyone can call it and you respond, is it? Is it true? But this is how your baby can cry for your name and you run. Am I saying the truth? Am I saying the truth? Now that is what? The intensity of the name is determined by your relationship with Jesus. If you are deep in Christ, that name will work for you better. If you had your child crying, you will run. Is it true? If you had a child crying, mommy, daddy, you will run. Because there's a connection, because of relationship. But any person or any neighbor can call you daddy or mommy, but there's no feeling you feel. Now, because I'm going to show you the name of Jesus has its own integrity, it will respond. But if you want this name to work for you, you must have a righteous. That's what the Bible says, and the righteous runneth to it. If you want your prayers to be answered, you must have a right hand with God. Right hand. That when you call that name, in the days of trouble, you shall be saved. You shall be what?
Saved.
So who's the righteous man? And how does that affect you in the altar of prayer? So the name of Jesus works for everyone due to his integrity, but the results are different because of the intensity of relationship. What are you talking about? Are you understanding?
Yes.
That leads to different results. That's why an Ethan and a right man person can pray in the name of Jesus, but this person here will see better results than the Ethan. But the name of Jesus will just respond for him, but in different intensity. Because of the integrity of the name. Hallelujah. A righteous man is someone who's morally good, or someone who believes and follows what is written and said by the Lord. Hallelujah. A righteous man is someone who's morally what? Good. Or someone who believes and follows what is written or said by the Lord. That's a righteous man. David had a right standing with God. He knew what God was saying. He understood what God says. That's why as a Christian, you must know the word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15 says, study to show yourself approved, a true workman who does not need to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. So if you are a Christian, you can't afford to be ignorant of his word. You know, Isaiah 4:6 is a common scripture. My people perish because of lack of knowledge. Why you don't pray the way you pray is because you don't know what belongs to you. Why you're not asking what you're asking for? Because you don't know what belongs to you. Why you're not engaging in specific things? It's because you don't know what belongs to you. A righteous man knows what the word of God says, and he follows what the word of God says. And follows. Hallelujah. So David was a righteous man, and a man who pursued after righteousness, irrespective of what. By reason of that, it gave him power in the altar of prayer and quick response with great intensity. Hallelujah. Whenever he calls the name of the Lord, So when you are righteous, when you call upon the name of the Lord will respond to you with great what? Intensity. Do you know what is intensity? It's like an hurricane coming. Are you talking about? When you call that name, it just clears everything. But you must have a right standing with God. So in this month of prayer and fasting, as you're fasting, make sure you maintain a right stand with God. Hallelujah. That your prayers might be heard. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14. If you're there, say amen. This part in reading the scriptures. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14. If you're there, say amen. Good. So, but now the kingdom shall come, shall not continue. The Lord has sought his man after his own. And the Lord has commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept which the Lord commanded him. The man, David, was a righteous man, was after God's heart. In this time of prayer fasting, you should seek the Lord. You should what? Not only for what God will give you, but because of your relationship with him. Hallelujah. The first week, spend time worshiping. Have you never wondered why the Bible says in the normal prayer, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. For you to pray someone, you must have a relationship with them. That's what you came out. Anything that stays and continues starts on the platform of relationship. Hallelujah. Now, you see the source of David's righteousness? His heart parted for the Lord. He's a man after God's own heart. Yes, it will help you in terms of salvation, but don't be righteous only because of prayer and fasting. But also after that, as they say, it takes 21 days to form a habit, which I believe after those 21 days, the habit will be there. Is it true? Amen? Yes. Amen. So David was a man after God's own heart, and he knew what how it affects his prayer life. He knew how it affects what? His prayer life. Psalms chapter 55, verse 16 to 17. He says, as for me, I will call upon God, the Lord shall save me. Evening, morning, at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Why will he hear? David knew I have a right stand with God. 3 times David worshiped God. Pray, morning, evening, and night. 3 times. Evening, morning, and at noon. Based on the scriptures, hallelujah. Every time. And he knew God will hear him, because the name of the Lord will work on David, because David had a right stand with God. Had a what? Right stand. So this time you are praying, believing God for a change of story in the year 2020. You are believing God to remember you before the end of this year. Engage in the right stand with God. Hallelujah. When you engage in the right stand with God, whatever you are praying for, I believe God will give you an answer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So what are those things that we should possess to cause a great effect when you call in the name of the Lord? Most of us, we call in the name of the Lord, but we don't understand what should we do when we call in the name of the Lord. Most of us call the name of the Lord when we are in fear or in trouble. It should not be so. Hallelujah. I know, obviously, out of prayer fasting, we should observe, according to the book of Isaiah chapter 58, we know what we need to observe. Is it true? But now I want to show you some ingredients you need to have in place when you are calling the name of God. And today I start with part one. I call it boldness. Say boldness.
Boldness.
Most of us, when you appear before your father without boldness, your father will ask you, talk properly. Is it true? Have you ever not experienced that? You come to your father and say, Dad, say, what is it? You talk. Is it true? Why? Because that is shyness. You need boldness when you are coming in the altar of prayer. Boldness. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 18 to 19. Hebrews chapter 10. So as you are praying and fasting this month, have boldness in the altar of prayer. Hallelujah. Have what?
Boldness.
Be bold. Some of us are not even afraid to ask God. How many of us want to ask God for a jet? You see, you are there, you are thinking God will not give you the jet. It's the boldness you are not having towards God. You must be bold. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Boldness. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 18 to 19. Now, where the mission of this is, there's no more offering for sin. There's no more what? Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Hallelujah. And having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of God.
Blood of Jesus.
You must be bold. Why are you afraid to ask God for particular things? Because you're not bold. If you go to your father, you want to ask him for a shoe, and you end up asking for a pen, who has lost? Who has lost? It is you, is it true? Because you are born, you are a coward. The cowardness has made you not ask God. Most of us want to ask God for this, but they're saying, Lord, if I ask for this one, can we just start with this one, Kidogo? Then we see how we improve. No! You must be bold. Hallelujah. What made the Israelites run away and David conquer Goliath was boldness, number one. Was what? This man saw Goliath and they ran away. And David came and asked him, what is happening here? They say, there's a man on the other side, a big guy. And what did David ask? What will happen if this man is killed? Do you see how this man is thinking? He'll be given the daughter of the soul. He'll be given land. I say, only that. Okay, let me go. Hallelujah. Then Saul stopped. David says, David, wait. You need to carry a spear, a shield, and a helmet. And David said, no. I don't know that way. I have a sling. The Lord who saved me from the bear and the lion will bring this one down. Is it true? Boldness, say boldness.
Boldness.
Unless you are bold in the altar of prayer, you can't pray. Boldness makes you pray. Are you sure when you pray, God will hear your prayer? It starts with boldness. You must be bold. The intensity in the name of the Lord works on those who are bold above the name of Jesus. I know the name of Jesus can work in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I believe if I call that name, things will respond. I must be bold in that name. Amen?
Yes.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to 10. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to 10. If you're there, say amen. If you're coming, say I'm coming. Remember, there's power in reading the scriptures. There's no need of me telling you something that you can't read. Hallelujah. Yeah? Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to 10. I shall be bold in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Yeah.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to 10. It says, wherefore, God also has highly exalted him. Is it true?
Yes.
And has given him a name which is above every
name.
And the name of what?
Jesus.
And the name of what?
Jesus.
And the name of what?
Jesus.
Every knee should what?
Bow.
And things in heaven, and things on earth, and things under the what? You must have boldness with that name because that name will respond. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am born in the name of Jesus. Things will happen in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I am born when I pray, God will hear my prayer. You devil, you shall not make me condemned. Hallelujah. I shall pray in the name of Jesus and I shall be saved. Boldness with the name. You must be bold in the name. When sin is present in your life or your lifestyle, that's not what of praise. Is it true? It makes one never mention the name of the Lord. Do you know that? When you are walking in sin, it's hard for you to call the name of Jesus. How many of us stole sugar and you went to your dad and told your dad, that you stole sugar? It will have a problem for you, is it true? Why the enemy makes you not say the name? It makes you walk in a righteous life. When you walk in righteousness, you are in boldness. You become bold. You become what?
Bold.
You become bold. Don't give the enemy room to make you not call the name of Jesus. Why people are not in prayer every day is because of this righteousness. That's the only weapon the enemy is using to bring your prayer life down, to bring your answers to delay. If you can maintain a proper walk with God, prayer will be easy. You know that? And when you call the name of the Lord, you will be having confidence that you shall be answered. All of us, when we did something wrong, even we will not go and talk to our mother, we will keep quiet. And your mother calls and says, why are you not talking? We are just okay. You just don't want them to find you. See, that's what sin does. It makes you not have boldness. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. He said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ, what?
Yes, Jesus.
Who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit.
Yes.
But you see, there's a condition here. There's no condemnation. It's true, there's no condemnation. But why do you feel condemned? Because you did an act of the flesh. If you do an act of the spirit, there's no condemnation for you. Because you remember the name. The name has set you free to the blood of Jesus Christ. You remember? You remember the name has given you authority over every sickness, over every poverty, over every delay. You remember that? The name of Jesus Christ. So you are only bold in calling that name if you can maintain a walk in the spirit, rather a walk in the flesh. Whatever we are doing in prayer fasting is an engagement in the name of the spirit. And that's what I'm talking about. So the above scripture says something that keeps one away from the spirit of condemnation and is a walk of the spirit. If you walk in the spirit, you shall never be condemned. Hallelujah. Now, a walk in the spirit. When you are walking in the spirit, you obtain boldness to pray. Boldness to do what? To pray. And the name of the Lord works for you. Observe it. Walk in the spirit. John chapter 1, he says, in the beginning was the word of God, the word became flesh. What are you talking about? Now, the easiest way to walk in the spirit is when you observe whatever the word of God says. That's the beginning of walking in the spirit. Because you see, when Jesus said, it's expedient for me to go that I may send you the comforter, he knew that there's nothing this Holy Ghost will say outside the word of God. So you can't walk in the spirit if you can't observe the word of God. The beginning of walking in the spirit starts by you observing what the word of God says. Observing what the word of God says. So may God hear your prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. As you observe to do what he tells you to do in the name of Jesus Christ. May the name of the Lord answer for you in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
That's why some people wonder, this person prayed and God answered their prayer. How come me have been praying and I've been delayed? Because you didn't have boldness in the name of the Lord. Why? Because you are not fast walking in the spirit. You are more walking in the flesh. If you walk in the spirit, you will have boldness in prayer. Let me show you an example of someone who was so bold in prayer. 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 9 to 15. 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 9 to 15. If you are there, say amen. If you are coming, say I'm coming, so we can go through it together. 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 9 to 15. May you obtain boldness in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Today, God with confidence. Hallelujah. Amen. Start a good fresh walk with Jesus. And God break these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Cancer is in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. What is it that you have not seen God has done? You have seen many things, isn't it? You have had many things. We have seen it here, epilepsy gone. Is it true? After 3 years, nobody called attention that could have sorted out. The girl, only one man in church. It was him. The power in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, see, there's no one's prayer is more effective than yours. The challenge here is the boldness which comes from our walk in the spirit. If you can walk right with God, you'll be so confident in that name. You will know if I call the name of Jesus, something will happen here.
Yes.
Yeah, I know something will happen. You will tell people something will happen here in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Something will happen. 2 Kings, are we there?
Yes.
Let me show you. Then the king sent unto him a captain of what? 50. With his 50. Hallelujah. And he went up to him, and behold, he sat on the top of an hill. And he spake unto him, thou man of God. The king had said, come down. And the leader answered and said unto the captain of 50, if I be a man of
God.
What made them become a man of God? Is a walk in the spirit. This man was bold. I don't care about. They identified Elijah with a walk in the realm of the spirit. He's a man who observed whatever the word of God said. He's a man who did whatever God said. And he said, if I be a man of, look at boldness now. He said, then let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And there came down fire from heaven and consumed him. And it's what? Boldness. Boldness. Because of the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, if I be a man of God, okay, let fire come now. What do you want God to answer for you? It happened the second time again. And there came down fire from heaven. Verse 11. Again also, he said unto him, another captain of 50. With his 50. And he answered and said unto him, O man of God, that's as the king said, come down quickly. And Elijah answered and said unto him and to them, if I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. verse 13, and he sent again a captain of the third 50 with his 50. And the third captain of 50 went up and came and fell on his knees before Elijah and besought him and said unto him, O man of God, I pray thee, let my life and the life of these 50 of thy servants be precious in thy sight. Behold, there came fire down from heaven and burnt the two captains and of the former 50s with their 50s. Therefore, let my life now be precious in thy sight. And the angel of the Lord said unto Elijah, go down with him, be not afraid of him. And he arose and went down with him unto the king. Boldness. If Elijah could do that, the book of James says, and Elijah was a man of like passions like that. Think about like passions. It means Elijah desired the way you desire. Elijah thought about progress, about comfort. But because Elijah understood, I walk in the spirit, gives me authority in the name of the Lord, he utilized it. Is it true?
Yes.
So today go home. Anyone who sees God lay hands on them, say, I command you to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. When you see your business not working, talk to it. I'm in business. I have my things. I talk to them. I tell you in the name of Jesus, move. And they move. And they move. The name of the Lord. The name of the Lord. Now, I want you to notice something here. Verse 15, and the angel of the Lord said unto Elijah, boldness was in Elijah by reason of walking in the spirit. Is it true?
Yes.
And his angels acted upon his word. Angels answered whatever Elijah said. So prayer is in the ministry of angels. Tell your neighbor, prayer is in the ministry of angels. And angels do not intervene in the life of cowards. Think about that. You see, if you are a coward, you'll be afraid to say the name of Jesus. When you're afraid, you're afraid. No! Hallelujah! Be bold! Be bold! If you need to, there's a day I was praying, I'm attacking to someone, I was looking at me, and I was looking at them, and I was continuing praying. If you can smoke before me, I can pray before you. Is it true? What is the difference? Hallelujah! Most of us Christians, that's why we're not taking authority. Someone will come from a witch and will tell you, you will see me. And you're just afraid there. No! Challenge back! He said, in the name of the Lord, I have divine protection. I will not see anything contrary concerning the word of God. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Don't close your mouth! Angels operate in the platform of prayer, but angels do not move where cowards are. Why Elijah's prayer had more authority was that? That's why Jesus said, if I open my mouth, then angels of heaven will come. Angels. Legions of angels will have come to rescue me. But Jesus closed his mouth. Why? When you are in boldness and you roar, everyone will hear. What makes the lion the most fierce animal in the world is because of the sound it produces. Is it true? The roaring ability. The lion is not the most intelligent animal on the land. The elephant is. But how can we say lion is the king of the lion? The king of the jungle. You must roar. You must be bold. Don't be a coward, Christian. Go and tell people, tomorrow I shall have a change of story. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't look at me like this. Tomorrow I shall have a change of what? Prayer is in the ministry of angels. I told you that. Bold people. Let me show you. Psalms chapter 103, verse 20. So you can see, whenever you pray, angels act on whatever you pray for. Psalms chapter 103, verse 20. Psalms 103, verse 20. It's good you have these scriptures when you go down, you sit down by yourself, now think about it. What was the man of God saying? Is this thing true? Psalms 103, verse 20. Are we there? Father, say amen.
Amen.
Say, bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do what?
His commandments.
Hearkening unto the voice of his
word.
Which one? You must say the word for the angels to respond. Hallelujah. Say the word. Say the word. Don't be afraid to declare whatever you have in the name of the Lord. That's why that David told this guy, the word is sent from the bar of the land, I will bring you down. He was saying the word of God. He was sharing the testimony. You know, from the book of Revelation, chapter 11, and they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of what? So the word of God. The word of God. You must say it. You must say it. Proverbs 28, verse 1. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1. This one is very interesting. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1. I want you to read it and you tell me where you fall. Hallelujah. Where do you belong to? Because why you whispering in prayer? Someone will smoke and blow in your face. God just said it's okay. And they tell you sorry. Have I blown on your face? Also, you speak things that you want. Is it true? No one should say anything contrary concerning your life. No one should do anything that will affect your life. You have the name of the Lord. Most of us have not succeeded because we have been whispering and our neighbors have been shouting and they have been having authority over us. Hallelujah. Now you go by Master today, you go start shouting and make them whisper. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we there?
Yes.
What does it say?
The wicked believe in no man but you, for the righteous and the
fool is lying. You see, a righteous man is not by boldness. You don't tell me something and I keep quiet and I know what the word of God says concerning my life. You tell me I'm sick, I tell you no, by self I am healed. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord. Now you see, someone will think like, you use common sense. The word of God has nothing called common sense. It has what we call spiritual sense. Call it things that be known as though they are. That's spiritual sense. Is it true? Don't say anything contrary. You have pain in your body, lay hands on your body, say, Lord, I command that pain to go in the name of Jesus. Amen. Be born. Symptoms are there. But God has given you health. Is it true? You are saved and healed over 2,000 years ago. You, what you need to do is to take your healing. What you need to do is what? I open my wallet and I talk to my wallet. I say, wallet, you shall have money in the name of Jesus. You're not permitted to walk with this month. Hallelujah. Now you see, someone may think, are you mad? Are you okay? No. We say, for his sake, he died. What have you been made? What? Lord, I command the wealth of Jesus. Hallelujah. When you say the man who died poor was walking on a boat and sleeping on a boat. Amen. So it's what it depends on you. The angels will not respond to people who are cowards. You're only a coward if you don't know the word of God. If you know the word of God, you will always be bold. I am telling the truth. The word of God makes you what? Bold. Now, I've told you many things. So when you are a Christian and you speak contrary to your prayers due to your relationship and associations that are unrighteous, it can destroy your work because angels will also take it up. Let me show you this one. All of us who are praying, we say we are Christians. Some of us, we say, why is it not working? Let me show you why. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 6. You are a Christian. Today you pray God for wealth. Then tomorrow you say, people, there's no money. Hakuna pesa. Pesa imepotea. Ha! Now, you will face the same wrath. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 6. So be careful. Don't say anything contrary. Be bold to say what you believe. Okay?
Yes.
Be bold to say what you
believe.
What you believe. Ecclesiastes is after the book of Proverbs. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Chapter 5, verse 6. Are we there?
Yes.
If I just say amen.
Amen.
It says what? Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to what?
Sin.
Your mouth to cause your flesh to?
Sin.
Your mouth. And it says, neither say therefore before there that it was what? It was nothing called an error. Don't say I am poor and then when someone asks you, do you have money? Say I don't have money. My dad called me this week and said, I want you to give me something. Say I'm daddy, my finances are engaged, but I'm releasing money soon. Hallelujah. I won't say anything contrary. So he has come to understand when I say engaged, it means he's not available at that moment. Is it true? Engaged. I won't say I don't have money. Because I know money fell in Egypt. But Joseph, he never lacked that money. What? Righteousness. And he says, don't say it as an error. He says, wherefore should God be angry at thy voice? Angry at what? Your voice. Don't say anything contrary, please. If you are bold, just say whatever you believe. People may laugh at you, mock at you, but just say what you believe. Angry at thy voice and destroy the work of? The work of your hands. You see how we destroy our businesses? With our mouth. Because you're not bold enough to say what the Lord God is saying. Don't be bold. Be bold. Be bold. I say it in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Things will work out in the name of Jesus Christ. Tell your neighbor, things will work out for you.
Things will work out for you.
So how do I start to walk in boldness as we continue? Number one, say wisdom.
Wisdom.
You need wisdom. Tell your neighbor, wisdom.
Wisdom.
Wisdom is the right application of knowledge. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 1. Who is as the wise man and who knows the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be what? Changed. Wisdom. Wisdom makes you bold. If you don't know anything, you can't talk. Assuming you are seated with doctors, and doctors are talking about the medicine terms, you will keep quiet, is it true? Because you don't know. When they are talking about all the, maybe you meet a doctor who has studied parasitology, parasites, yes, they studied parasites. When they start telling you about other kingdoms and fields that you skipped in biology, you will be wondering, what are you saying? Am I saying the truth? Now, if you have wisdom, you become bold. Now, if you know the word of God, you become what? Are you understanding about? Even in the art of prayer, you tell God, Lord, I know in your word it is what? Written. You see, in the book of Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, when Jesus came, when the enemy came and tested the devil, he said, man shall not turn this stone into bread. Jesus said, it is what? Written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that God comes to speak it. You see, if you don't know the word of God, you cannot be bold. So you need wisdom. You need what?
Wisdom.
Now, wisdom is acquired. He said, my son, get that wisdom. With those that get him, get understanding. That's the word of God. You must go after wisdom. Know the word of God. If you don't know the word of God, you won't know what you are praying for. You've been saying, Lord, I need help. Where is it written concerning your health? Lord, I need to change your story. Where is it written? Family, where is it written? Children, where is it written? Show me what you know, and I'll tell you how far you can grow. Hallelujah. Show me what you know. And I show you how far you can grow. Our light is not going far because we don't know enough. Know the word, and you start glowing in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, have a strong relationship with Jesus. Have a what? Anyone here who's not born again today has a call to answer, please give your life to Jesus. It starts by that. There's no shame. Obviously, one day, a man of God called the altar call, and I stood up and I walked before people. Hallelujah. And see where I am. By being in relationship with Jesus, it's not enough to be moving around the same mountain. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they saw what? The boldness of Peter and John, and perceived they were unlearned and ignorant men. These guys were unlearned and ignorant. The Bible says they marveled. They took knowledge of them, and they heard that they had been what? With Jesus. If you are with Jesus, you'll be bold. Why you're keeping quiet is because you're not with Jesus. Even though people don't know if you're born again or you're born against. Which one are you? Be bold. Have a strong relationship with Jesus. I will tell people. When they call you man of God, say, yeah, what are you saying? Should I pray for you? Don't say, don't call me man of God. No! They have seen something. Hallelujah. Say, you want me to call fire from heaven? Be bold. Be what? Be bold. Have a strong relationship with Jesus. When you have a strong relationship with Jesus, people will know, even in the office, they'll be calling you, how are you, man of God? Say, yes. Let me detect here. They'll be careful. They will not even ask bribe around you. They'll be careful. Even people will behave around you. Is it true? Do you know people in the other world, they fear Christians because they know they have the name. They know they have the name. They fear Christians. It's only Christians don't know the power that is in them. Have a strong relationship with Jesus. It will make you bold. Number three, walk under the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Say the ministry of the Holy Ghost.
Ministry of the Holy Ghost.
Walk under the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 4, verse 29 to 31. Acts 4, 29 to 31. He says, and now the Lord, behold, they are threatened, and gather to thy servants, that with all boldness that they may speak thy word. With all what? Boldness to speak the word. And verse 30 says, by stretching forth thy hand to him, and as signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. And when they had prayed and placed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And they speak the word of God with boldness. Why you can't say the word of God with boldness? Because you're not filled with the Holy Ghost. You must be baptized. Holy Ghost baptism is a desire. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, if you check properly, it says desire the best gift. If you desire this gift, and number one, it's a promise from the Father. Is it true? John chapter 16. And just say, it's expedient for me to go and may send the comforter. So if you're not Holy Ghost filled, not praying the Holy Ghost, you need to be filled in the name of Jesus Christ. Number four, say faith. You need faith. Because you need to believe what you're saying. You can't tell people you're not sick and you don't believe that you're not sick. You're not going up on a car. People go and say, hey. And they're saying you're not sick. Yes, they cannot see. These are just repercussions of my healing. Hallelujah. The other day I had a call, and I had because Henry called me. He said, sir, why are you talking like that? I said, I have only excess fat. I want to remove them. Hallelujah. There's nothing I have, because you told you I'm sick. I'm not sick, huh? It's just a symptom. It's just what? A symptom. Symptoms should not determine everything. Faith. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12. Say Ephesians 3, 12. It says, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith of him. By what?
Faith.
You must have faith. Number 5, you must love the Lord. Say, love the Lord. 1 John 4, 17. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness. We may have what?
Boldness.
In the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. You must have what?
Boldness.
You have boldness by loving God. When you love God, you will have boldness. Why you don't have people, confidence where people are born again, follow me to church, is because your love for God is in question. If you love the Lord, you tell people, follow me to church. I must say the truth. And lastly, to defend the integrity of salvation by possessing the elements that make salvation attractive. To defend the integrity, you must have an ability or a desire to defend the integrity. Okay? Have a desire, okay? Have a desire to defend the integrity of salvation by possessing the elements that make salvation attractive. Possessing the elements. They should see you as a prayerful person, as a giver. You're talking about as a person of the Lord. You can lead your family in praise and worship. You can kneel before them. You're talking about and pray. Philippians 1:20. According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that is nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness, as always. As what? As always. So now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it's by life or by death. You're thinking about, you must have a desire to make people know, I love this Lord. When they see that, they will respect you. They will be careful not to say anything contrary around you. Amen?
Amen.
So boldness makes you to have a divine advantage over everything. Hallelujah. When you go for an interview, you're a timid. Even the bosses love people who can speak up. Do you know that? People don't love people who don't speak up. They say, talk to me. They'll ask, what are you saying? They will think you're not a man of integrity. Be straightforward, say to the point. I always ask you, if you're in a lift with Bill Gates, and the lift will take from first floor to 10th floor, 2 minutes, what will you tell Bill Gates? Or will you be there like, wow, this is Bill Gates? Or you have met Uhuru Kenyatta. You have just entered the lift. You are about at the security thing and he calls you just enter. What will you tell him? And the lift will only take 2 minutes before the door opens. What will you do? What, how will you be? You see where Christians are? He's just praying in tongues, Father, open his eyes to see me. He has only seen you. What will you do? What will you do? What will you do? This is what the elements are. Someone, I always tell people, if I get to Uhuru Kenyatta, I'll give him 1,000. I say, this is your, have this one. He will remember me there, because why? No one has ever given him anything. He only received salary from the bank or his businesses. He will remember me. What will you do, my dear? Boldness! Be bold! No Christian should be timid. No Christian should be what?
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk to people, look at them, say to their eyes. Some people don't even look at people in the eyes. People don't wonder, are you saying the truth or what? They just say, hey. What are you saying? I am praying. No. Say to the point. Hallelujah. That's how you show the Christ in you. When Paul was put before the king, Agrippa, he really designated the word. Is it true? And he said, oh, this king, man. This king said, leave Paul alone. Let Paul go alone. Please, just let him go. Boldness. Some of us, because of the love of Christ not in us, we are not bold to tell people. You can evangelize to your father. Say, Father, sit here. I want to talk to you about the gospel. Say, Yes. How did my father come here? I told him. How many of us have been blessed to our parents? Sit there with the gospel. Boldness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, imagine the size of Goliath. Can you imagine that? Have you imagined the size of Goliath? Then a small boy comes and confronts Goliath. That one is not called another spirit. It's called the spirit of boldness. Okay? It's called what? Because if you have another spirit, you may end up having another spirit. Is it true? Because when you see the man, you say, hey, God, did you send me here for sure? Don't be afraid. That's why most of us are afraid to start businesses. Because we are not bold. We are not bold. Go start something. The Bible says, occupy till I come. Whatever your heart feels to do, do it. Even if you're selling that sukuma, start there. Hallelujah. Be bold. Even if they see you selling sukuma, so what? So what? Start from somewhere. Even if they laugh, one day the Lord shall give you more victory than ever in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen,
amen and amen.
Amen.
So, you must engage in the ministry of prayer and fasting with boldness, calling the name of the Lord. Have you been blessed?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Now, can you be of it and take some prayers together with me? Hallelujah. And I want you to pray with boldness. To pray with what?
Boldness.
Don't whisper and look at your neighbor. Hey, neighbor, you are shouting too much. No. Let your neighbor shout. Hallelujah. Today is the day this open his vocal cords. Hallelujah. Yes. Now, we'll be saying, Father, open the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. Let us have from the Bible, open the scriptures. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. 5 minutes prayer. We take it off. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. Are we blessed?
Yes.
Have we learned something?
Yes.
Yes. Let us go out with boldness. Hallelujah. If you're believing God for a car, go to the DW this week. Tell them, how can you just put on this, all these cars here with the best engine? Okay, I'll come back later. Hallelujah. Stop dreaming in your house. Go practical. Hallelujah. Amen. David did not dream. Hallelujah. Are we in 2 Corinthians chapter 2?
Yes.
Verse 11. It says what? The enemy makes you keep quiet so that he can take advantage of you. That's the first sign battle, the enemy tells you. Someone tells you something that hurts you, but you just keep quiet. When you do that, what happens to that hurt? It grows there. You must be wise not to allow the enemy to have advantage over you. Is it true? You say, Father, I take grace to fast and pray in this season for divine advantage, and I take authority over every distraction in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Be saying, Father, I take grace to fast and pray in this season for my divine what?
Advantage.
And I take authority over every distraction in Jesus' mighty name. Open your mouth, pray that prayer.